Chub Step.
Creating the OIF Dungeon.
Steed.
Chub Step.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the king of the jungle.
Here's the thing, I'll punch a baby when nobody's looking. Just okay, to establish my lifelong dominance over that child. Well, they cry all the time, right?
Yeah.
How are they going to know it's from just a little punch in the eye?
How do I reach these kids?
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And the show started.
Hello. Welcome back. Sad day on Chubstep. We don't have a guest. It's been 2 weeks in a row.
No, last week we had Rosalie.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row we have had a guest.
Yeah, it's been a lot of guests recently. People are, I think, overwhelmed. I think they need, you know, it's a lot of energy having another guest.
Yeah,
so
they got
to
get.
We bring it down. We need people to fall asleep to this.
Yeah, get back to the basics. Get back to what the people want.
Yeah.
Heavy
also
chubbers.
Shout out to people that fall asleep to Chubstep.
Yeah,
we don't care how you listen.
I prefer they fall asleep because then it just keeps playing episodes.
Exactly. Make sure the numbers make sure get it doesn't. Boosted. Do not put a sleep timer. If you fall asleep to this, do not put a sleep timer to our episodes.
And if you do fall asleep to it, wake up, listen to it again.
Yeah, exactly. And rate it 5 stars on Spotify, ideally, or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Steed. We're back, just you and me. What is there something that you've been wanting to get to? I know you kind of saved one thing from last week's episode that you wanted to push to this week.
I'll jump into that in a minute. I want to talk about my DMV experience.
DMV? Okay, yeah, this is classic DMV. Let's hear it.
Yeah, had to register a new car, but I pull up to the DMV. First off, it's next to a police station or some shit.
Yeah.
And I hear like guns shooting. Like a lot of guns.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay. So I like drive by and it's like 10 cops lined up at a shooting range and they are 5 feet away from the targets.
Oh my God.
With pistols. Like hilariously close.
And like embarrassingly close. Like any you don't need any training to hit anything at 5 feet away.
Just unloading. And the target's 5 feet away. I'm like, what the hell are they training for? And then, like, when I leave, they're still doing the same thing, like, 5 feet away.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so take a chill pill, guys. I'm like, weird. Then I park, and the car that comes in behind me is a pickup truck with, like, billboards on the side. Like,
oh, yeah, like an advertisement for something else.
Not an advertisement like he made it at home.
Oh, yeah, okay, one of the ones... So typically those are the ones that people go to Las Vegas, they'll see those and it'll be like for a strip club or for escorts or something. They'll be driving around the, I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, this one was telling people to investigate what their kids are being taught in school.
Oh, God. I love a good message like that, yeah.
It was like, they're ruining America. Ask your kids what they're being taught in school. You'll be shocked! Exclamation point.
So at that point, if you've got the energy and the money to make a sign for your car, or have some of those advertising cars, go ahead and just homeschool your kid.
Yeah.
If that's the energy you're putting behind it.
Yeah. Maybe he did. I mean,
oh, that's true. He could have been just like warning other people.
Yeah. So that was fun. Then the second you walk into any DMV, you're going to run into people coughing.
Of course.
It's just the law. Like, people need to be coughing.
Somebody's got to be sick there.
Yeah. It's just like... people are coughing. I'm in the line. Two guys in front of me, he is in there. He doesn't have many documents, but he's got a Bible. And God. I'm like, okay, please, God, let his thing go smoothly, or there's going to be some shit going down.
Yes.
Different guy than the outside pickup truck guy. And I'm like, okay, Bible guy, that's fun. And then the person behind me, she's got a dictionary.
Oh my God.
What do you need a dictionary in the DMV for?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of some of the terms that might be confusing and ones that apparently they couldn't ask you for. They couldn't ask them for. And first of all, what do you even need a dictionary for nowadays? Okay, 20 years ago, sure, maybe you want a dictionary sometimes. Apparently, my grandma used to read the dictionary on the bus to and from school.
I mean, that's fun. Learn a new word.
Yeah, exactly. She's a big word person. I can't imagine that's what this girl was doing. I don't know, or you know, this person with the dictionary. I would be very curious to hear their story behind this.
Yeah, I didn't want to.
Maybe they're training for a spelling bee.
They could have been. They were okay. Like our age, though.
Okay. Adult? Do they do adult spelling bees? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. So yeah, we had the Bible guy, we had the dictionary person. Behind the dictionary person, there was a old lady who was like on Molly or something.
Good. Yeah.
She was like dancing. And then she was like, dance with grandma, dance with grandma.
Oh no.
And she's dancing. She's just like, wouldn't stop moving. It was dancing the whole time. She's in the wrong line. So she goes to the other line. And then the other line's moving faster. So she gets called up in that line and then just walks away and leaves.
Yeah.
She waited in these lines, got called, and then like doesn't even say anything. Doesn't say like, oh, I forgot my paper. She just is like, woohoo, yeah, dance with me. And then somebody had a service dog in there. And when the service dog came in, she's like, woof, 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 like barking at the fucking thing. And the lady, like, God. It's some old ass lady. She's like, please stop. It's a service dog. She's like, it's okay. Be happy. Ooh. And I'm like, what is this person's problem? So, yeah, that was fun.
You've got the gun shooting, the guy with the car, the lady dancing on Molly. You've got the service dog coughing. You've got, like, everything going on in this. It's one of those things where I don't, some people are like, oh, I hate people, right? They're like, oh, I like dogs more than people, like people suck. I never really ever agree with that statement until you kind of go into a DMV in that sort of scenario. And then you're just like, God, so many of these people just suck. We just typically surround ourselves with better people. But
if you go out into the world and you're like, what the hell is happening here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking old people kept cutting in the line because like they get to go first. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Like put them in the back.
What about veterans, dude? You don't get a veteran pass?
I think I could have gotten, you know, went ahead into the old people line, but I didn't want to push it. I was kind of enjoying my time in there. Like what's going to happen next?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, I filled out a form online. In and out. My thing took 2 minutes.
I don't understand. Yeah, there's certain people that just, they go in there and they, what you realize is certain people just realize they have too much time on their hands and they're really not in a rush at all. So they just don't prep anything and they go in there and just are like, all right, I don't care if it takes an hour and a half. I have nothing to do today. Yep. People need things to do, right? Idle hands make the devil's work sort of thing. That goes for retired people or elderly people as well, or children.
Yeah, I do not like children.
Okay.
I got some problems with them.
Good. Steed, I did, you know, you did your Steed's Bonehead move of the week.
Yeah.
I had a J-Rad's Bonehead move of the week.
Wow.
This past week. I can't even remember what I was making, but I was cutting up Fresno chilies. And these are Fresno chilies. I really like the flavor of. They're a little less spicy than a jalapeno, but they have a little better flavor to me, what I think. You know, they're red peppers. So I was cutting them up. They've been in my fridge a while, so I actually cut them up and I realized they were actually bad. But I kind of scooped out the seeds. I was going to make them a little less spicy, so I had scooped out the seeds, but I pulled them out with my hands and stuff like that. And then I realized they were kind of bad, so I grabbed them and actually threw them away because they were kind of black on the inside. And then for some reason, instantly, with both hands, wiped my eyes. like didn't wash. Like, I know better than this, obviously, with the pepper.
I've done the same thing.
But like instantly, but like had gone to grab the seeds and stuff, pulled it, threw them away, and then with both hands, touched both my eyes. And I literally, Steed, I've never, like, luckily my wife was like, could hear me. and grabbed my hand.
You're like, I'm blind.
And carried me over, like, and pulled my hand over to the couch where I could sit down. Because I literally was about to, like, fall on the ground because I couldn't see. I totally get the pepper spray thing. I've never, but I basically pepper sprayed myself here. I really just stuck peppers in my eyes.
And oh, God. It was so funny.
A minimum 10 minutes of me just, like, in so much pain, just kind of curled over until, like, she walked me over to the bathroom where I could, like, spray, like, basically just open up, tried to open my eyelid the most I could, and just had the water faucet directly go into my eye.
Yeah.
On both sides. And once I was, then, like, another 2 minutes later, then I could try to put some eye drops in. It was a mess. It was crazy how painful that was. I had no idea. And that wasn't even, like, a habanero pepper. That was, like, a medium spice pepper. I can't imagine if
you. That's the first time you've done that to yourself?
I've had times where I've cut up a jalapeno and then I've washed my hands, but I didn't wash it enough. And then I kind of touched the outside of my eye or something like that, you know, and then like, oh, it's painful. But this was like in my, like, I clearly had like stuff in my eye, like both like fresh
pepper,
fresh pepper in my eye. And it was really bad. So that was J-Rad's bonehead move of the week. And
that is,
well, the worst part is that the peppers weren't even good, so I couldn't even use them.
Yeah, you did all that for nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And then, Steve, I want to talk. You were talking about like weird things you were seeing with like all the people in the DMV. I was walking just in the street in Chicago near my house, and a guy was wearing 2024 glasses. So like the type of glasses you've only ever seen at New Year's.
Yeah.
Where it just says the date on them. He had a 2024 like written across the front, wearing the glasses, but like was with what's like with like looks like look with his parents or something, like, oh, and God. A guy around our age, right? Like, this wasn't like a bachelor party thing, or I was trying to figure out like what the context could have been. He just had, you know, because
he's just a fun guy, you know,
just a fun guy. Those are typically things that people would buy for a one night use, New Year's,
yes.
And then throw them away, presumably, or if you want to keep them as a keepsake. Nobody ever does it. You just throw them away. They're crappy,
yeah, garbage
glasses. And yeah, but apparently this guy's wearing them 5 months later. He's still wearing the 2024.
He could have amnesia. And yes, it's a big problem for him. He always forgets what year it is.
Yep.
And then he gets his glasses, he's like, okay, 2024. And that's how he like comes back.
Gotcha. Yeah. Memento situation, like the movie where he needs reminders of his surroundings all the time, or 51st dates, we could say.
Right? Yeah.
He has no idea what's going on. He needs to constantly see the year. He would need a mirror, to your point, and then it would look reversed anyway. It was a weird sort of thing that you're never expecting somebody to be wearing again.
Yeah,
throw it away.
Don't trust that guy.
No, I don't trust that guy at all.
He was probably on his way to the DMV.
I guarantee he was. Yeah, he fit the crowd correctly.
Yeah.
What was the thing you wanted to get to, Steve?
I've got the teased history of Oral Roberts, the man behind Oral Roberts University.
Oh, yeah, you didn't say what school it was.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I saved it.
Yes.
Blood alone moves the wheels of history.
Have you ever asked yourselves in an hour of meditation, which everyone finds during the day, how long we have been striving for greatness?
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
America is the richest, most powerful nation on earth. If America was a woman, America would be a big titty woman. And everybody loves a big titty woman.
In less than an hour, aircraft from here will join others from around the world. And you will be launching the largest aerial battle in the history of mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chubb History.
Please clap.
Now, why did you pick Oral Roberts? Because Oral was in the name?
No, because I like heard a mention of him, and I was like, "That's interesting." Mm-hmm. You'll see. Sure. So all I knew about Oral Roberts was it was a school, and they have a basketball team. Because T-Buck said, "No way, Oral Roberts loses," and then I bet on them.
And did they lose? Won.
No, oh, they won.
Okay, yeah. There you go.
But I'm like, all right, Oral Roberts basketball team. Then I heard like something about the guy, Oral Roberts, and I was like, okay, that's kind of weird. So then I like looked into him. I was like, okay, this is weird. So we're just gonna learn a little bit about somebody a school's named after that he actually started, and wonder why people go to this school.
Perfect. Let's hear it.
Okay, so this Oral Roberts guy, he was born freaking, I don't know, 1900. He's old as hell. 1918.
Okay.
And he was kind of one of the like big televangelist guys. Because televangelist guys, there's still like a few out there, but they used to be like huge. It was just such big money. And he was one of the first ones that was like teaching what's called prosperity gospel, which is like basically give us money and then like you'll make money and we're gonna make you rich and shit. And he was like,
a pyramid scheme,
kind of like a just give them your money and then you get screwed, and then if something good happens to you, you come in and tell everybody about it.
I see. Yeah, but if something doesn't happen for you, that means you haven't given enough money.
Yeah, exactly.
Simple math. Yeah,
he was also a faith healer. He was a real big faith healer. Okay. Like he would tell, he would just like have people come and he would, pray on them, and then they would be cured by God, which is, kind of never happened.
Is this one of those things, Steve, where people were like when they're in the church and they're like shaken, and then like somebody like falls over because they're so engulfed with the Lord?
Yeah, I don't have any people, like
fainting and stuff like that.
I didn't watch any of his actual things, but I'm sure there was like some crazy shit going on, because people, we'll get to it, but people did die at his things.
Oh God. Okay. Continue.
So he was born in 1918, and then at the age, so a little history on him, when he was 17, he was actually playing in high school basketball, and then he collapsed.
Ooh.
Tuberculosis got him.
Oh man.
This is the story. So I didn't think you could actually like cure TB back in the day. But he says he got tuberculosis. He got taken home. He was like barely conscious. He's bleeding out of both lungs. They just like put him at home. And I guess whatever, he's not looking good. So then whatever, months go by, his brother shows up and he's like, hey, there's a guy praying in some town nearby. We got to go. We got to take you to him. So then they like put him in the car. He can't even walk. And then they get to the thing and they're at the thing, and then God starts talking to him.
Do you know what town this is in? Is this like in some crap small town, or is this?
It says Ada. I don't know where Ada is. Can't remember. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, some crap small town. So here's God, and God says, I'm going to heal you, and you're going to get my healing power, but you got to build me a college and build it on my authority through Christ.
Oh, okay.
So that's like God, that's the first time God talks to him.
Okay.
Looks
like it's Michigan, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So then the priest guy puts his hands on young Oral Roberts' head, and he says, this is a quote here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it in my preacher voice. Thou foul, fomenting disease of tuberculosis, come out of this boy in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And then bam, he's healed. He gets up. He's not even coughing anymore.
Yeah, he's instantly healed.
No more blood. He's healed. Ooh, tuberculosis is gone.
Nice.
So that's how he gets his powers.
Okay. And his only, at this point, he thinks the only thing he has to pay is by making a college.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I got to build a college down the line.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty standard.
Okay, yeah. So then, yeah, after he gets healed, he gets his powers. He kind of becomes a part-time preacher in Oklahoma, and he's like struggling. You know, he's not having the best time, not making any of that sweet Christian cash money.
Yeah.
And then he one day he just drops his Bible, and then he picks it up, and it's open to the verse, what is it? Third Epistle of John 2, and it says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth.
I know some of these words.
And he's like, okay, gotta make that money, bro. Make that money. He's like, that's a
too, yeah.
That's yeah, he's yeah. like, that's a sign. So he goes out next day, he buys a freaking Buick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's how you know you've made it.
And then God shows up again.
Okay.
And he's like, you gotta heal the sick, bro.
And what in any like and the college? He has to make the college and heal the sick?
Now he's gotta do two things.
Okay.
So he's got to do the college, buys a Buick, and God's like, hell yeah, bro. You buy stuff, I'm, you know,
yeah,
I'll give you another job. But yeah, so he's like, all right, I'll try and heal the sick. But he's like, all right, God, like, you're going to need to do some shit for me. You got to do three things.
Sure.
Or else I'm out. I'm not doing this shit anymore. Sure. One, he's like, I want 1,000 people to show up to my first little tent healing thing.
Okay.
Two, I'm paying $160 to rent this tent out. That shit's got to be covered by the take, like the little basket that gets passed around.
Okay, that's yeah, that's fair.
So, and then three, he's like, I need somebody to come in and get all dramatic and shit that I can heal. Yes. Not just a headache or stomach pain. He's like, I need some crazy shit.
Yeah,
or else I'm going to become a salesman.
Tuberculosis level of sickness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then he like does the healing thing and 1,200 people show up and he's like, okay, God, all right, let's see. Gets his little basket around. He's like, $163. That's even $3 more to take home.
There you
okay.
go.
Okay. And then he's like, all right, I just need, you know, some dramatic healing thing. And then a crippled woman with a gnarled hand comes up and then he touches her hand and he says, Jesus name be healed. And then she's just like, oh my God, I can move my hand. It's a miracle. And every 1,200 people are, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the best. And that's just like, boom, skyrockets from there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see that many people witness that. I mean, the guy's obviously, he's a pro.
Yep.
He can heal anything.
He made it. So now he starts like, he buys this big ass tent that can seat like thousands of people and he like travels and like people come and like pay him money and he like heals them and shit. And this is like from, I found a site that was like in favor of him, like from boosting him up. And then yeah, they said back in his day, Babe Ruth, he would hit a lot of home runs, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of times he wouldn't hit a home run. So that's kind of like Oral Roberts is healing, you know? Sometimes he'd hit a home run.
Oh, heal, yeah, he can't heal everybody.
And then other times he would miss.
They're not pure enough.
Yeah, maybe they weren't pure enough.
I just want to be pure.
So he's healing these people, and yeah, some people, like, more people seem to actually die at these things.
Mm.
There was a guy in 1955 in Canada. I guess he'd go up to Canada. He died. Then a woman who got healed from him, she had cancer, gets healed, comes back, she's like, yeah, I don't have cancer. 12 hours after going back to like this TV thing to say, yeah, you cured me, she dies of cancer.
Okay.
Somebody in 1959, he was waiting to get healed and he's like pumped. He's 64 years old, heart attack, dead. Somebody in North Carolina, actually a 3-year-old, sad. They were waiting for the service to begin. She just died. Oh, people are dying.
So people are dying like in the event you're talking about.
In the event. People. That's what I'm
saying.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. So yeah, people are dying at these events for whatever weird reason. Probably the devil.
Sure.
But now he's like making, let's see, by like the 80s, he's making about $120 million a year.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just doing this like healing. He's got like a letter campaign where he like sends people healing cloths. He like blesses the cloths and then people buy the cloths and they can like rub it on him and shit and like heal themselves. So he's just scamming people, essentially. Like building
you're picking up some good notes for Church of Four Pillars here, obviously.
Yeah, I gotta get the cloths. I gotta get the
dude Chub Step. We did Chub Step cloths. People want to pay us for those. You can bless them and then we'll send them to people.
I'm probably just gonna have to douse him in my own blood, though.
Well, to ask if he got sick, because yeah, a lot of people gotten sick when they touch your blood. You could. We'll think that's what I'm gonna have to do. Depends on the price. Depends on how
water
much.
I'm gonna water the blood down.
Okay, cause... water blood down. That's fair. Yeah, douse it and then send that.
And I'm just gonna get like a needle or something. Like I'll get a blood guy, so I don't have to keep slicing my arms open.
Yeah.
Shit starts to hurt after a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's making all this cash, and then he goes back to his little college plan. He starts this college, and he actually started that in 1963. So before he was making like the super money. But yeah, he starts that college, and he's like, all right, we got a rules. No drinking, smoking, no sex.
So no college.
No college, no fun. We got a prayer tower. This is serious, guys.
Yeah. This is, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he's just like, you know, embezzling and shit, but
yeah,
we'll get there. So it's going good for him, though. And then, some stuff starts taking a little downturn when he wants to open a new, what do they call it? A healing center. I guess it's like a hospital, but they call it like a faith healing center or some shit.
A hospital doesn't have any medicine.
Yeah. what? Yeah. All right. Whatever. It's some health center. Sure. He says, you know, God showed up and he's like, you got to find a cure for cancer. So he's like, all right, I need $8 million. He just decides. So he's like, goes on TV. He's like, I need $8 million in 3 months or I'm going to die.
Okay.
That's what God told me. And he like locks himself in this prayer tower and starts starving himself.
Oh, God.
So people give him $8 million.
Okay.
And then everyone's kind of like, okay, dude, this is too much. And some guy that wasn't even like in his faith donated $1.2 million or something because he's like, I basically did it so this guy wouldn't kill himself.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah, like very sad. But they end up raising like $9.1 million so he doesn't die.
Okay.
And then he coincidentally, he takes $7 million out from the college to buy a new house.
Yeah.
Which, you know, had nothing to do with this.
No, I mean, yeah. Could he have used the $7 million towards the $8 million he needed to cure cancer? Sure.
So, yeah, people are kind of like, well, maybe screw this guy a little bit, but they're not full on board. So then he, like, kind of doubles down on his faith healing, and he says he can raise people from the dead.
Interesting. Historically, that has not worked well. But I'm curious to see what his plan was. Yeah.
Yep. He said that when he was doing one of his sermons, not the one girl that died, but somebody had a baby there. And then she just like runs up to the stage. She's like, my baby's dead. And he's like, oh, my God, this baby's dead. Boom. He heals it.
Wow.
Brings it back to life. His son, Richard, who becomes a big player in all this. He's like, yeah, I saw that shit. And he like goes and tells the New York Times, hey, my dad raised this baby from the dead. And now people are really like, okay, dude. Like,
that's the point where they're starting not to believe him now.
Yeah. All the faith healing they could get behind, but the $8 million medical center really screwed him when he said he was going to basically just kill himself if he didn't get $8 million.
Yeah.
It was just so he could buy a new house. So now the funding is going down. It was like 120, and then it was like 88 million. Now it's like 55 million. The school's starting to get, you know, what is it? Like they're starting to lose money. That medical center eventually just has to close down because it's like nothing's going on. It's not making any money.
It turns out you're not healing anybody.
Yeah. other like televangelists are like doing scandals and shit, so like people are just losing, you know, faith in all the televangelists and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just like moves aside.
Okay.
After like all this, after it starts moving, losing the big money, and he gives it to his boy son, Richard.
Okay.
And Richard is in charge of the school now. He is a whole character himself. He basically, so Oral had like whatever, five kids or some shit. Mm-hmm. And Richard is like the youngest boy. So he wanted his like firstborn to take over. And he was like, no, you're a weirdo. This sucks. And then he had daughters, but he was like a misogynist. So he's like,
oh, yeah, daughters. You can't have daughters running the church, of course.
Yeah, they're not getting along. Exactly. They can't heal shit. So he's like, all right, fuck. I'll get this dickhead Richard in there. So Richard doesn't like initially he doesn't want it. So he goes to school at Kansas or Kansas State. And then he's like smoking and drinking and partying, you know, young rebel. But then he fails out of college.
Shocking.
Okay. And well, he tells people that actually one day he was taking a nap in his dorm room. And God showed up and said, let's see. God said, you're in the wrong place. Not once, but thrice. The voice said, you are supposed to be at Oral Roberts University. That's where your destiny is.
Wow.
That's what he tells people. But really, he failed out and his mom went and got him and took him home. And they put the...
Good spin like, zone, though. I like the spin zone of like, no, I didn't fail out. I was told by God I needed to transfer schools.
Yeah, exactly. And the school that my dad owns.
Yeah.
So 20 years later, he would get a degree from Oral Roberts University.
Okay.
Only 20 years to graduate from his dad's college. So yeah, he gets married to some broad and she's like you know, she's Christian, but she's not the best Christian, so they will end up getting divorced, but right after their wedding, old Oral, he brings him in, he sits him down, and he's like, "Hey, you guys ever stray from the path? Like being, you know, my plan for this empire and shit, you're gonna die in a plane crash." It's like kind of a threat.
Wow.
You know,
very specific too.
Exactly.
You're not just gonna die, you're gonna die in a plane crash. Yeah.
Yeah. And then a few years later, his firstborn son and his wife die in a plane crash.
Like a private plane? Was it like a little Cessna thing? Was it a
I think it was like a small plane.
Yeah. God.
So he was right. Maybe he's got some powers. But yeah, so he's this Richard guy. This is a funny thing that Patty, his first wife, said. She said on the first night of their honeymoon, she wore like a lace nightgown and stuff, and they were gonna like, you know, consummate the marriage. And she takes her clothes off. And Richard says, "You know, you look fatter with your clothes off."
Oh no. People love to hear that. Oh my God.
The honeymoon.
Hey, that was the first wife, right?
This is the first wife.
Yeah, no kidding. That ended in divorce. Yeah.
Yeah. And the fun part is they consummated the marriage on a coin operated bed, which you don't see that often. Anymore.
No, I don't think I've ever actually, I've only seen him in the movies. I don't think I've ever seen him in real life.
Yeah, so he calls her fat, bangs her real quick, and then after he bangs her, he puts a quarter in, and then the bed starts shaking. He just falls asleep, and his wife just like sat there with the vibrating bed on. Like,
oh, and my then, God, great start to the marriage there.
Yeah, then they get bored and come home early from their honeymoon. So
all good signs. All good signs.
Real good signs.
Where was this honeymoon at?
I don't know. Okay. Doesn't say. Probably like fucking Reno, Nevada or some shit.
Yeah.
They got the coin operated bed.
Yeah.
So they get divorced because she's not good enough Christian. He marries another girl. And then he eventually becomes president of Oral Roberts University. And then some allegations start coming out of them basically spending a shit ton of money. Just stealing money from the university.
From the school and spending on personal things.
Yeah. And like, because professors are coming out, they're like, hey, this school is like, you know, $50 million in debt.
Yeah.
Like, where's all the money going on? And then it's like, it's crazy. It was like a $30,000 trip to the Bahamas, like $30,000 trip to Florida, $40,000 just in 1 year of clothes from the guy's wife.
Like
they remodeled their house 11 times in 14 years.
Okay. That's some indecision just, there.
Yeah. And all this crazy stuff because their daughter went to the school and like they were just, you know, threatening teachers and making people do her homework and shit. So whatever. The big scandal. They're getting sued and stuff. Looks pretty bad. And I mean, it is bad, but luckily the owner of Hobby Lobby comes and bails him out.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, they're in like a crazy amount of debt. And he initially gives them like $5 million or something.
Yeah.
Or it was $8 million. Gives them a donation. Because when this like lawsuit is in process and like the lawsuit finishes, they owe $60 million. And then he gives them $62 million. The Hobby Lobby owner.
Oh, my God.
So he bails out these... scumbags.
Heroes. And
the other random thing that came up in this like scandal lawsuit stuff was that Richard's wife was sending hundreds of text messages to underage boys.
Oh my God.
Specifically between 1 and 3 a.m.
Probably when he falls asleep, she gets 2 hours of sexting time.
Yeah. So oh she's God. Just out there like sexting people. It's just like a shit show. And yeah, he has to resign. And then the Oral Roberts faith healing empire kind of comes down. So
yeah, but the name stands for the school, to your
exactly.
point.
But they have been like, there used to be like Oral Roberts Road and like a bunch of shit named after him.
Yeah.
And they've like changed all that stuff.
So at some point, well, see, the problem is like, okay, so now you have your school named after a guy who's not great, who's bad. No. I would say just a bad guy.
Yeah.
But
he's just
like
a scam artist.
If you change your school name, then you kind of lose the branding that you've had for the past, like, you know, people that know about it. Now all of a sudden, like, there's a new school they've never heard of. So you can't really, like, just change your name. Can you change it to, like, ORU or Roberts, University or something?
You could, like, go by it. ORU, but you can't go shorten it because then it would just be Oral University.
Yeah.
And they're against that. They
Good
made
point.
It clear
they're against
in
oral.
Their laws.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't sound great. I've only ever heard of them from March Madness. But yeah, now I know kind of the backstory there. I kind of feel bad for the basketball team. I feel like that's their only chance to get out of wherever they're. Is it in Michigan?
It's in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Yeah. Only chance to get out of Oklahoma and kind of see the world. And experience some fun. That very interesting. So you never would have guessed that from Oral Roberts.
I know.
And also, like, what kind of first name is Oral?
1918 first name.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, Orville Redenbacher, popcorn magnet.
Yeah. That's fair.
But
yeah, I'm taking a look at him right now. Not a great looking guy.
No, not the best looking guy. His son, Richard, one of his sons killed himself. So he had a plane crash, son die, one son killed himself, who was like estranged and stuff and wanted to get back into business, didn't, whatever. And then recently the one guy who's a nice godly Christian man and he'll heal you and take your money, he just got a DUI like 10 years ago. Because that's how we do.
One connection from me, Steed, to Oral Roberts is they actually have the same name of their mascot has the same name and they're basically the same colors as my college.
The eagle?
The Golden Eagles, and it's navy and gold are kind of their colors. It's a little slightly different, you know, it's blue and gold. They're kind of a blue and gold, but God. Okay, yeah, it's, remind me not to go there.
Yeah, Oral Roberts did die.
Okay, good, yeah, 2009, I see that, yeah.
Yeah, it was 91. So that TB, I mean, say what you want about him. Say he was a, you know, scam artist, liar.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of gullible people. But he cured TB.
There you go.
Cured himself a TB. Impressive. Good on him.
Good on him. Steve, we'll do one more thing here. I wanted to say the story that actually didn't happen to me, happened to my wife. And this is here's a problem, Steve, with they've legalized marijuana in the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was trying to leave Jewel the other day, and then this is a grocery store, and the grocery stores in the city, or at least the one near me, has a the parking lot's on the second floor, so you take escalator up to the second floor, and there's a spot where you put your carts, which is a cool feature. You put your carts into the escalator and the kind of the middle thing, right, and it goes up
like
with
sucks
you.
Sucks them up.
Mm-hmm. Sucks them up. This lady, Chubbs of Amy, is behind this lady, and she is just pushing this cart up the human part of the escalator. And she keeps like pushing it there, but nothing's, you know, it's kind of just like bumping the front of this cart as it's going up, and it's not sucking it up like she knows it's supposed to. And then she goes over to her and she asks if she's okay. And the lady says, "Oh, I'm really high right now." and this lady, keep in mind, is like, you know, mid 50s. Then she's like, okay, well, it goes here, you know, points in right, literally, instead of right here, 2 feet over to your left is where this
see this thing,
the cart goes. And then right away, sure enough, that worked. But who knows how long that lady would have been there. Just, you know,
the cool thing is she's gonna go drive her car too.
That's, you know what, Steve, I didn't even think about that. Very valid. The lady, they can't figure out which
she's
one
going
is the escalator
up the escalator to the parking garage.
Very good point. That's the only spot where you go up there, and I didn't even think about the driving part. That is bad. Yeah. So thank you for that. Thank you for that, Pritzker.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care that people would smoke weed or do weed. You can eat it, I guess. Maybe inject it. You know, people are going to do it regardless of if it's legal or not.
I really don't care either way. It's just funny that you're going to end up seeing more stuff like this just as, you know, becomes more readily available.
Well, how do we know she was on marijuana? She could have been on, she could have been,
she
on
could have
fentanyl.
Been high on heroin. Sure.
Yeah. What if she's just mainlining some heroin?
She could have been. She could have been.
That bathroom. Would explain it more, actually.
That's a good point. You're right. I think marijuana was assumed. It could have been something worse.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I'll come out and I'll say it. I've done marijuana before. Okay.
Okay.
And when I've done marijuana, I'm not good at it. I do marijuana and I get like as high as that lady from like a small amount.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't move. I can't see.
Yeah.
I'm just like so high. I gotta like sit down.
Like me when I stuck the Fresno peppers in my eye.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like the same thing, except instead of burning, I'm just convinced like that's it. I did weed and it had fentanyl all over
and now
it.
Your
I'm gonna
brain
die.
Is your brain is mush.
Yeah, my brain is mush. I'm never gonna recover.
Yeah.
It's horrible. I can't do it.
Yeah, there you go. There
so you go. I get where I you can get that high from the marijuanas.
So I think we're going to wrap it up there, Steed, and we're going to tell people that the message of this episode is to not get high. But if you get high, get healed by the church.
Yep. By the cloth.
Yep. Yeah. To get a healing cloth, and then you should be able to wipe your face down and you should be fine.
Yeah. Now, let's end this by looking at each other, which is reversed. We're on YouTube. We got a new
check
setup
on
YouTube.
This is we're doing a different kind of filter day. We're around a fire.
But it's mirrored. So if I look at Jared on my computer, I'm actually looking away from him. So I want to end it where we turn and look at each other
Yes, new episodes every Thursday. Share the episodes with a friend. Steed is over there.
Jared's over here.
Rate us on wherever you listen to the podcast. Give us a 5-star rating. And the show has ended. Be gone.
Now you know you got to go.
Peace. This is Yasin.